Welcome to the Cosmic Lounge. This is our weekly encounter to explore together the concept and concept of consciousness from a higher perspective. So today we are going to explore the experience of and the concept of commitment, dedication, engagement, unwavering dedication to the work that you're saying yes to. Why is it important to dedicate ourselves, to commit ourselves to something? Well, because it gives us a sense of purpose. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. If you wake up in the morning without a sense of purpose, whatever it is, it can be just, you know, going to work. That's a form of sense of purpose in that moment, because we're moving our body towards something. And obviously, the greater the purpose, the more enthusiastic and empowered and enriching and alive and thriving we are. And the idea is really to start looking at life for an opportunity to see where we belong in a greater picture, so that we can find a greater purpose to our life. And again, when we are coming back to the original focus of this podcast, which is the commitment to it, this is really, to me, the concept that I want to dive more into. Because we are a bunch of kids, and we have great dreams and great desires, and that is easy for a human being to have this capacity to dream and to have greater aspiration. It's as a kid, the hardest, or I would say the most challenging aspect of making this dream come true, turning this dream into a reality, is to actually stick long enough and committing long enough, despite all challenging that can show up on the path, to actually see them become real, right? And that commitment is perceived as very often as a challenge, because it is something that resists us from really getting what we want. And where I would like to invite you to explore this week is the possibility for this dedication, this commitment, to be simply the guide rail to ensure that the dream is coming at the speed at which you are capable of actually receiving it, without burning yourself through it. Which, in another word, if I was giving you a $10 million today, just because you ask it, if you have never had it in your hand, the likelihood is, first of all, you would not necessarily know what to do with it. And you would probably, without the reflection, the intention to really have a focused and thought through process, you would just go start out there burning it. And when I say burning, it's just like spending it, which is not wrong in itself. What is, and it's not right either, it's just the fact is there's a need for us to be able, especially when we have greater purpose in at heart, is to be very deliberate with the how we are using the creative energy, and therefore how we identifying ourselves through our choices regarding this purpose. So when we say yes to something at the beginning, it's the energy of enthusiasm. The child is opening the door, saying, yes, that's what I want. Yes, give it to me. Thank you. Yes, I'm saying yes to it. And when we're saying yes to something, we need to really be aware of what we are asking, because we will be given yet some of the element of this receiving that we are not always in control is the time and space, and the timeline that is required for this to actually unfold, for you to have, for us to have safety, joy, continuous safety, continuous joy, and related again to this purpose. So what are you saying yes to? That because at time it has not it has not unfolded or blossomed into that thing, then you drop that yes, and that you're feeling inadequate, or you're feeling disappointed in yourself, or you are letting go of trusting that life is always going to give you what you need, because you are not being given what you want. And that commitment to show up to the yes, the original yes you've given to yourself, that is almost in itself a gift that you need to cherish every morning that you're getting up in order for you to actually really make the dream that you have in your heart a reality in which you actually dance around. So what are the challenges? What are the beliefs? What are the thoughts that comes to your mind that actually separates you from this dream? What is it that is challenging and hard for you to commit and keep committing to? Why is it that you're dropping the ball when whatever your desire in your heart and what you don't see with your eyes is true? You desire a specific outcome, which again, expectations are great to move the energy towards manifesting, but the expectation, when we are too tied to the expectation and we are giving way too much power to the path or the unfolding or the process because of this expectation, then suddenly if we don't see the expectation, if we don't see the results at the end, because we're expecting the end to be in 2 months and then, you know, I've gone to the gym for 2 months and I didn't become, you know, what I had in my mind, the idea that I had in my mind. Well, maybe you needed 3 months, or maybe you needed 2 months and 1 week. But because you stopped, well, that's it. You're just now starting back from scratch. So this dedication to the commitment of the yes, it's like dedication to being married. It's not always easy, obviously. It requires us to choose who is showing up to the yes. And very often when we say yes, we are only limited in our understanding of who showed up for the yes. And then that life is going to bring us a lot of experiences to actually confirm that yes, that was originally given. And again, there's no right or wrong in staying in the yes, but we need to actually understand that it's the yes does not imply it's going to be a piece of cake. The yes implies that there is a version of yourself that you have decided to embrace at one point, and that is the one that needs to remain, and you need to be clear if this is the one that you need to, that you want to actually keep on the forefront of that yes, right? So the reason why I'm sharing that with you, it's because dream come true. There's absolutely zero reason to think otherwise. Now, what determines a dream to come true, which is using the manifestation process that is very logical, from intangible to tangible, from the energetic aspect of life through to its density, the dense version of it. There's a very logical mechanics that we can use after we learn how to use the processes and the system of this manifestation process. But one thing that, although your learning and your education, your understanding of this process can be clear, if there is no decision for you to show up systematically for the dedication of this dream, it won't come true. It won't come real tangible, and you won't be able to actually dance with it because you have not showed up for it. Showing up for your dream requires to never give up on it, right? Despite everything that seems to be getting in the way, your dedication to your dream represents your dedication to your higher self, to your highest version of yourself. And that must be unwavering. You must be meeting yourself and choosing to continuously meet that version of yourself, despite whatever your conscious mind is trying to tell you it's not going to happen. So let's talk about this. If you have a desire to experience something, you already have the capacity to actually imagine it, then it is already a potential that has existed and that you have noticed. That awareness tells you it's possible. How you're densifying it to making it real, this is how you're going to show up day in, day out in relation to that desire. So if you are interested in learning more about how to make a dream come true, well, beside the fact that you can obviously reach out now to talk about it and ask and find out a little bit more, exploring where you may be limited in your own dream making process, in September of 2023, we are all going to create, to manifest and learn how to manifest our dream in Italy. Yes. So Italy, there's going to be a retreat in the south part of Italy for a week. And the whole process, 7 days of really learning the how to. And it's going to start with you at the moment that you're saying yes to this experience. You are already in the process. So even if the experience is going to happen in 9 months, in 7, 8, 9 months, if you say yes now, you are saying yes to the dream, making it true. Which because you are aligning yourself at the frequency of what the experience of Italy is going to be about. So therefore, you're going to start opening to opportunities that you are, that are aligning with this this experience of dream come true. So obviously, I'm engaging you, encouraging you to choose who you truly desire to be and to dedicate yourself to the work and commit and engaging yourself by saying yes. And then, and yes to that retreat in Italy in September. So if you want to check it out, you can go onto my website at alinehenley.com and look under the experiences, and you're going to start looking for the Italian one, and then click on it and see what is it going to be about and how you're connecting with it. And the reality is if you are listening to this, there is a dreamer within yourself that is ready to pass on the potential, the creative potential you feel in your heart, and so that your conscious self is moving the body and the mind and the thoughts to actually make it happen. So, well, let's do it together. And where else can we do it better than in the beautiful south area of Italy? Well, if you want to know more, you can always reach out to me at alinehenley.com. And also, you can find me on the platform, the social media platform of Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And if you have any question, please reach out, or suggestion, reach out as well. I look forward to sharing more on this consciousness exploration next week in our Cosmic Lounge podcast. In the meantime, I'll see you in Miami if you are coming to the retreat in Miami this weekend. If not, I'll see you next week. Bye.